Love Todd Flood, and you'll love him always if you listen to his radio program on this very radio station. He's the host of Behind the Bench with Todd Flood on WJR. Next episode coming up, 7 p.m., June 18th, 8 days. You won't want to miss Todd Flood and Behind the Bench. Todd is the managing partner, founder of Flood Law, PLLC, and he's here to talk about, well, partially, Governor Gavin Newsom from California, the Attorney General Rob Bonta from California, are suing the Trump administration for deploying National Guard against states' wishes. Apparently, they too feel, you know, people were just having fun watching cars burn, and then the damn National Guard came in and broke that up. Todd, did you hear that quote I had earlier from a Channel 7 news person in Los Angeles?
No.
He said on the air, and why this hasn't blown up everywhere, by everyone, by the way, some people just having fun watching cars burn, and then the National Guard arrived.
That's crazy.
He says that like that's normal and not a problem.
That's just out of this world. I saw that on the news last night, and I just... what is this world coming to? It has gone from, I mean, where's the normalcy here? But at the end of all of that discussion, that commentary by that newscaster, which I can't imagine is a newscaster, but I guess he is, does the president have the authority or does the governor have some ability to stop him or prevent him? So this is going to be somewhat complicated, but they're using a statute, 10 U.S.C. 12406. This is the National Guard Federal Service Call. And that statute allows the president to invoke the National Guard to come in if one of three things are happening. Here we don't have an invasion necessarily. Two, of whether or not there's a rebellion or a danger of a rebellion against the authority of the government of the United States. Governor is saying, hey, listen, you have to ask me before you can do that. But under the statute, it says once done, governor shall. It doesn't say governor may, governor possibility. It says governor shall enact. And then the third one is the president is, when there's federal laws being violated and there is the inability to protect those federal laws from being violated. That's the third prong. The president is unable with the regular forces to execute federal laws. So can't do it with the local police to bring in, you know, the National Guard. So this is going to be an interesting case. He is the commander in chief. He brought in the Marines where they were stationed from. They weren't state reserves. They weren't state militia. They were national. He's the commander in chief. He brought the Marines in. And the National Guard. So this is going to be a question that's going to go probably relatively quick up to the Supreme Court. My guess of things is, because it's very seldom, if ever, used, and it hasn't been used in a situation like this, it will probably inure to the president's side and ruling, my guess of things. If you just look at what's happening there, it's beyond control of the state police.
Clearly. And then it brings into question whether the state ever really wanted to control it or not. In the past, they haven't. But I'm wondering if a smarter move that might have been irrefutable is if the president had moved National Guard's people in to protect federal property, federal buildings in Los Angeles. If he might have been able to do that without any consequences or anything that would give the governor the opportunity to criticize him, if he would have just brought these people in to protect federal property, federal buildings, I don't know how anyone could argue with him.
I don't think you could. That would be, I think he has every right as commander-in-chief to do that, and federal laws being violated with federal buildings. Absolutely. That is certain to have been a great play. And look at what happened in Minnesota. They didn't bring in the federal guard, federal resources to take care of state buildings. And, you know, to this day, to this day is a local police department that was burned to the ground. So, you know, that politically and legally, obviously, that would have been a play. But President Trump is going to throw it all onto the table. He's going to play the cards, and he played the cards, and I can't necessarily disagree right now. When you look at the demise of what's going on, and the fact of the matter is, how many lives are going to be saved because of, you know, having National Guard or the Marines put into play, and all the opportunists that want to do the looting and the otherwise, how much of that is going to be stopped? How many local businesses are going to be saved potentially? I mean, this is it's a big deal, and I think Paul W., my friend, is going to go all the way to the Supreme Court.
I think you're right. Do yourself a favor. Find online, Google it, I guess, the Channel 7 Los Angeles reporter, I'm quite certain that's who it was, who actually said with a straight face, some people were just having fun watching cars burn, with the implication that the real trouble began when the National Guard arrived to stop them from burning cars and whatever else they were going to burn. Todd Flood, 7 p.m., June 18th, right here on WJR, Behind the Bench, a fabulous program by a fabulous guy. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Paul W. Be well, bud.
You too. Todd Flood, managing partner, Flood Law, PLLC, and host of Behind the Bench, right here on WJR at 1243.